soundtrack.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is a podcast for the mujerpreneur where we get raw and real about going from surviving to thriving in our life and our negocios. Bienvenidas. Yo soy Marti Ángel, Latina Biz Coach, also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. Y yo soy su anfitriona para este show. I am your host for this show. Let me just remind you, though, that there are no coincidences in this world. There's no other reason other than you are meant to hear the message today. That's why you are here today. So I invite you to sit back, open your mind, open your heart to allow yourself to be empowered, motivated, and moved into action as you listen today. Quiero recordarles que no hay coincidencias en este mundo. Este mensaje que vas a escuchar hoy es porque lo debes de escuchar. Este es mensaje para ti. Again, I am Marti Ángel, and I just want to remind you que a veces hablamos español, sometimes we speak Spanglish, and sometimes we speak English. But as a Latina biz coach, it is my passion to work with the underserved, underprivileged, and underrepresented. But it is my purpose, mujeres, to help you, the Latina, bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and to begin to rock your six figures so that you can live your best life. I would love to be your coach, but today we have a message for you. Este podcast es para la mujer emprendedora donde nos ponemos reales acerca de lo que hemos pasado, sobrevivido y prosperado para salir adelante en nuestra vida y en nuestros negocios. Hoy este mensaje es para ti. So let's get to it. Hoy vamos a escuchar este mensaje. Vamos, de una vez. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am Marti Ángel, your host, tu anfitriona for this podcast and this episode. And I'm so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you guys, my listeners, my watchers. But let's talk about what are we going to talk about in this episode. Today, we're going to discuss the crucial step of hiring your first team member as a Latina, bilingual, and BIPOC woman entrepreneur, a mujerpreneur, as I call you. It's so critically important that you realize that there is a point in time inside your business that you are deciding or need to decide that it's time to up level. I've always said that you cannot create a six-figure income with a five-figure mindset. And that includes a few of the things that we're going to talk about today. So as a mujerpreneur, today I would like to share with you how to explore the benefits of expanding your team. And I want to give you and provide practical tips for navigating this hiring practice. You know, we need to navigate the hiring practice that isn't always so comfortable for all of us as a mujerpreneur. But by optimizing your hiring strategy, you can up-level from five figures to six figures and beyond. And mujeres, amigas chulas, this is what we're here for, to up level. If you're at four figures, it's time to up level to five and from five to six. Why? Because it's important to you. It's important to your business. It's important to continue to move forward. Es muy importante que nunca se queden atrás. Hola, Mujerpreneur, welcome to this podcast. If you're just joining me now, this episode is going to be one of the most crucial moments for you to really get inside your head and think about, is it time for me to up level? I am your host, Marty Angel, and I am known as the Latina Business Coach. And today we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this something that you can do to take your business to the next level. I always get asked, and my coaches and other people who meet me on the street, when I say I'm a biz coach and I help people up level, they always look at me and say, how do you know when they're ready to up level? How do you know when it's time to move your things forward to that next level? So if you are a solopreneur, as I was, hiring your first team member can be kind of scary because we come with that mentality of no one can do it as well or as good as I can, ¿verdad? El miedo siempre nos gana a veces. As a successful entrepreneur, you may have already figured out how to generate income and attract clients. However, if you want to grow your business and scale it to the next level, whatever that level is, maybe you're a solopreneur going from solita to juntita, right? From single to hiring your first team member. Let me tell you, that, mujeres, is a game changer. It is a game changer. It can give you the extra support that you need to focus on your strengths. It can help you to expand your offerings and ultimately help you to increase your revenue. So that is important for you to realize, to be inside your business and realize that it's time to up level. And when you up level, the potential to make more money is greater. So let's talk about hiring. Vamos a ver a qué punto, siempre me preguntan, a qué punto sé yo que es tiempo para expandir el negocio y darle trabajo a alguien más que me ayude en mi negocio, ¿verdad? So, when should you hire your first team member? Let me go through and help you. Here are some signs that it's time for you to begin to look at your first hire. Number one, you're working too many hours. As a solopreneur, it's not uncommon to work the long hours and to wear all the hats. However, if you're constantly working overtime and sacrificing your personal life, amigas, that's the number one red flag. It is time to consider hiring someone to help you out. Now, that hiring someone could actually be even hiring someone to help you clean the house. It doesn't always have to be in your business. But if you are a businesswoman and you don't have a housekeeper or someone to come in and help you clean the house, mijitas, you guys are making life miserable for yourself. So that can be, perhaps maybe that's somebody who comes in and cooks for you three times out of the week. But whatever it is, that it's going to free up your time and make your life a lot easier. So you think about that. Piénsenlo. Si ustedes andan limpiando su propia casa y manteniendo el negocio también, amigas, ya es tiempo de darle ese trabajo de limpiar a una otra persona que viene de afuera, ¿verdad? Para que nos ayuden a ser más eficientes en nuestros negocios. Someone to help you out. And that can be actually someone part-time. It doesn't have to be full-time. Maybe you just need somebody for 2 hours a week. Maybe you need somebody for 4 hours a week. Only you can determine that. But delegating tasks to a team member can free up your time, your energy, and can be so great for your mental health. Because it's allowing you to focus on high priority tasks and strategic planning. You know, we don't think about the fact that maybe hiring a housekeeper could be something to help me move my business forward, but absolutely it can. That when I realized that, when my coach first said that, if you're still cleaning your own house, you are not valuing your business. And it was like, oh, okay. So it began that way. And then next was not doing my own shopping, hiring somebody else to do my shopping, right? It can be as simple as that. But the second thing also too is you find yourself turning away clients because you're fully booked or you have a waiting list of potential clients that is miles long. But by the time you get to the end of that waiting list, they're not there anymore because they've went to someone else. Now, if you have more clients than you can actually service, that's great news. However, it's not so great if you have to turn them away because you simply don't have the bandwidth to take on more work. Hiring someone to assist you with client work or administrative tasks or home tasks can help you take on more clients and increase your productivity and therefore increase your revenue. Why is it that as women entrepreneurs, let me ask you this, because this is truly a question. As women entrepreneurs, we think twice about hiring out. But when I've spoken to men entrepreneurs, they don't even question it. They know immediately it's time to hire somebody else. They don't struggle with the shoulda, woulda, couldas as much as we do. So then think about that. Is it time for you? That's number two. Number three, you're not an expert in certain areas. Think about this. If you're thinking to yourself, I need to get better in this area, it's time to hire somebody in that area. As a business owner, you likely have a wide range of skills and knowledge. Mijitas, ustedes tienen la capacidad de muchas cosas. Pero one of the things that is really, really important is for you to realize that sometimes what you have is the knowledge, but not the time to carry out those tasks. So there are certain areas where maybe you're not an expert. Maybe it's time to take a look at that instead of trying to get better and taking the time away from your business to learn how to do that. Let's say it's something as simple as learning how to use Canva, right? If you're taking the time to learn how to use Canva, you're not taking the time to move your business forward. Where you could hire somebody for 2 hours to do all the things that you want someone else to do for your brand. There are certain areas, amigas chulas, where you're not an expert, like I said before, and maybe that place is marketing or bookkeeping. How many of you guys hate bookkeeping? Raise your hand. When I've spoken on stage, so many people tell me, I don't like the bookkeeping, so maybe it's time to hire that out. It's time. Hiring someone who is skilled in those areas can help you totally improve your business. It can help you improve the processes, and it can help you attract more clients. How? Because you're fresh. You're not frazzled trying to figure out this number goes over here and this number goes over here, and I could have sworn this deposit was made and then this deposit wasn't made. No se hagan la vida de cuadritos, como decía mi papá. Se van a ahogar en un vaso de agua. Don't do that. Make sure you're open to knowing when it's time to hire out. Now, it is important to know and to be inside your business to know that when you hire your first team member, it's going to be a little bit of challenging. And it's also important to realize that it's going to take time to hire somebody. So if you're a solopreneur going to your first hire, I would say hire part-time first. And then let's talk about why it's so important to hire out. Because I get this pushback a lot. It's like, I'm not making enough money. Okay, my question to you, self-coaching question. Could you possibly make more money if you hired a bookkeeper? Could you possibly make more time to make more sales by hiring a housekeeper? Those are questions you need to ask yourself. This is not one of those FOMO things where if your competition or your team member has that in place and you do not, to feel like you're missing out. It's absolutely all about you taking a look at your business and where you are. Where is your business right now? Where would you like to be? It's important that you have your values in order. It's important that you have your tasks in order. It's important you have your goals in order. It's important you have your mission statement, your vision, all of that. But hiring your first hire allows you to focus on your strengths. And as a business owner, you come with a unique set of skills and talents that others don't have. And that makes you stand out from your competition. So hiring someone to take care of tasks that are not your strengths, amigas, chulas, hermosas, can free up your time to focus on what you do best. Dándole el trabajo de a alguien más hacer cosas que no necesitamos, por ejemplo, un bookkeeper o lo que sea, nos ayuda a tener más tiempo para hacer más dinero y crecer el negocio más grande. This can also help you improve the quality of your work and attract more clients who value your expertise. Now, one of the things that I think is really important for me to cover at this point is to tell a little story. As I was coaching somebody, the first thing I said, I think it's time for you to begin to hire out. And we went through many scenarios and we came to the point where, okay, I'm ready to hire out somebody to come in and clean my house so that I don't have to worry about the kids' laundry and about my husband's, you know, meals and this and that. But then what she said to me was, but what if I don't like that person? What if it makes it more, you know, more chaotic for me to hire somebody? My answer was, you won't know until you do it. So if you're afraid to hire out because you're afraid of the cucuy out there and what's going to happen, y va a venir el cucuy y les va a hacer la vida de cuadritos, My friend, you have to try it out. That's what is out of your comfort zone. You know, we talk about living outside of your comfort zone. This is one of those times. Now, I'm going to give you what I did was I put together a list. I put together a list of chores that I wanted to make sure that were done. And then I scheduled a time, a one day, that I was going to be with that person and train them. Just like anybody else in your business, you have to train them. So I would train the person how to actually clean the way I wanted it cleaned, wash the way I wanted it, right? And then after that, then I let it go. Now, you have to allot for a learning curve. Once I started to let go of that, my productivity in my business increased because I delegated the task of cleaning and washing my clothes to that person, right? To that team member. Now, that team member is still part of my business because without that team member, I can't focus on making more sales, on getting more clients, on coaching more people. So, es importante que entiendan que una persona que vayan a atraer, que les ayude a limpiar la casa, es parte de tu negocio. ¿Por qué? Porque no tienes que preocuparte por limpiar la casa y puedes tomar ese tiempo en hacer otras cosas que necesitas hacer dentro de tu negocio. So if you remember that that person is still a part of your team, delegating tasks to that person will help you increase your productivity and accomplish more in less time. Voila, time freedom. Isn't that all the real reason we all started a business? Besides the fact that we've got passions, right? We all want time freedom. And if somebody can give you a little more time to do something else that you enjoy doing, then my friends, isn't that a good spend of your money? Isn't that a good investment of your money? So think about that. With someone to assist you with the administrative tasks, you can focus on client work and other high priority tasks that can help you grow your business. Now, how is that going to make you up level to the next? Because I promise you, seven-figure income earners are not cleaning their own house. They're not taking care of their own kids. They're not doing the little tasks. They're not posting on social media. They're having somebody else. They do their social media, but they have somebody else. You schedule it, put it up there and all that. So think about it. Are you ready to up level? Also, hiring somebody else can help you expand your offerings. Maybe it's time for you to have that masterclass that you haven't been able to do because whatever reason. But with that extra help, you can offer more services and expand your offerings. This, like I said before, can help you attract new clients and increase your revenue. For example, if you're a graphic designer, hiring someone to take care of your social media marketing can help you attract more clients who need help with both design and marketing. Maybe you're working for somebody else and then you know what the market is costing and you can hire somebody part-time to help you. So that's important for you to remember. Es importante siempre pensar qué es lo que hago que no me gusta hacer, que tal vez le puedo dar ese trabajo a otra persona. It sets you up for future growth. That's what we're doing here. This is the key, the most important thing is that it sets you up for your future growth. Mujeres, the reason you're in business is to grow. The reason you're in business is to make more and to create this magical business of yours that you started with such passion. ¿Verdad? Todo esto lo que les estoy diciendo es para que crezcan su negocio en el futuro. Es muy importante que empiecen a pensar en el futuro del negocio también. So, hiring your first team member can set you up for future growth and scalability. But if you're not willing to hire out, I promise you, you're going to end up staying exactly where you are. If you're not willing, and that's an investment in your business. If you're not willing to take a leap of faith and invest in your business, whether it's by finding somebody, maybe you need help coaching up. Maybe it's time to hire a coach. Remember, if you pay to play, you're going to play bigger. Let me repeat that. If you pay to play, you're going to play bigger. So with someone to help you out, you can take in more clients and you can expand your business and set yourself up for future growth without sacrificing quality or burning out. Amigas, the big thing is we've got to do this without burning out. We can't burn ourselves out. We have to stay mentally focused and we have to take care of our self-care and our self-development as well as our mental health. Being an entrepreneur, being a mujerpreneur is something that is important to you, but it's not for the faint of heart. So you need to take care of your mental health. ¿Ya ven? So you see, hiring your first team member can be a great way to take your business to the next level. As I said before, it will allow you to focus on your strengths, increase your productivity, and expand your offerings and set you up for future growth. So now let me ask you, ¿están listas? ¿Están listas? Maybe I shouldn't ask you if you're ready, but maybe I should say, if you want to take the chance and up level from 5 figures to 6 figures in your business, maybe you need to re-listen to this podcast. You should consider hiring your first team member today. You should really, and I know I say you should not should all over yourself, but today, les estoy diciendo, si quieren crecer el negocio, tienen que pensar a ver a quién pueden contratar para que les ayude con las cosas pequeñas que no necesitan hacer ustedes para que ustedes tengan más tiempo de crecer el negocio. And isn't that what we're all about? Growing our business and growing it big. Why? For our time freedom. For our time freedom. Now, mujeres, amigas, chulas, if you are even loving part of this podcast, if anything that I said is resonating with you and you can think of somebody else that you can share this information to and maybe they need to hear it, I would be so incredibly grateful to you if you shared the link to this podcast to that person, so that we can help them together succeed. Together, juntas podemos más. I'm all about collaboration. I'm all about empowering the mujerpreneur, the Latina, the BIPOC woman. Gain more clarity on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock 6 figures. I'm your 6-figure Latina biz coach. I want to help you create your first 6 figures. I can't wait. I would be honored to help you. So please share it out. And if you're watching me on the YouTube channel, make sure you hit the bell, subscribe, so that you know every time that I'm going live. And understand that when I go live here, this is the podcast way before it's edited and before the intro and the outro go there and get on the audio version. So you're here getting it first. So always, I'm here for you. If you have any questions, find me on social media at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And I will see you on the next podcast. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.